Classic songs. Exercise 6. Speaker 1.
I asked my mum if she could recommend an old song to me, and she suggested In My Life by the Beatles. I hadn't heard it before, but I know a bit about the Beatles because my mum sometimes plays their music when we're in the car. The Beatles' sound is quite distinctive. You can tell this song's one of theirs. Generally, I'm not into old music, but I quite like this song. It's really catchy. I can hear it in my head right now. The singer describes places he's been to and people he's known and how he feels about them, which is a good subject for a song.
Speaker 2.
Our music teacher asked us to write about an old song. I looked online and found something called Unfinished Sympathy, which came out over 20 years ago. It's by a group called Massive Attack, who still make music, apparently. The singer on the track's a woman called Shara Nelson. I can't remember what the exact words are, but basically she's really missing a guy she loved, but also remembering how difficult their relationship was. The idea is not that original, but she's the kind of singer who can make any word sound special. She touches your heart, so I'm definitely going to look for more of her stuff to listen to.
Speaker 3.
I asked my dad which songs he liked when he was young, and he told me about something called Autobahn by a German group called Kraftwerk, and it was about driving on the motorway. The first time I found the song online, it said it lasted 22 minutes. I was shocked. But then I realised there was another 4-minute version, so I listened to that. It's electronic music, and it's hard to believe it first came out over 40 years ago. It could have been written today. It's quite repetitive, but I didn't find it boring at all. And the words being in German didn't bother me, as I got a translation online.
Speaker 4.
I came across a song on the internet called Space Oddity by David Bowie. I'd heard of him, but I wasn't sure what his music was like. It's about an astronaut, how he feels as he travels through space. I think it's a weird subject for a song, but actually it works well here. I imagine David Bowie's singing might get irritating if you listen to a lot of it, but the music and the words create a convincing picture of what it must be like to be in a spaceship. And as I listen, I feel I really want to know more about what happens to the astronaut.
Speaker 5.
I told my sister I had to write about an old song and asked her what she'd choose. She immediately said Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light. Apparently, there are several versions of it, but the one she played went on for more than 7 minutes. It was made in a studio by engineers who put together samples from several older songs to form a new track, which I think is an interesting process. It's got a great rhythm, and it's one of those songs that make you feel happy just to listen to them. I've checked out other tracks by D-Light, but I don't think they're as good.